Blog Talk Radio.
Be with the lowest and the least, notice of your children, Lord. keep them in your hands and enable them to follow to be fellow workers who persevere courageously and confidently until the time when you reveal yourself to all peoples on earth. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into some music. Amen.
Somehow that frees me to open my hands up.
song. I don't know why.
Flights in the first 5,000, I was petrified. When you know God's real, you settle down. As long as me, I want unity. Everybody knows ain't no iron team. From now on, we'll shine like diamond rings. And we won't stop till the whole world sings a song about hope and the love God brings. I tell them the plan's always been unified. We all fall short, it's just you and God. To me, this song is more than lines. Cause I could've died like four times. But I didn't, so I know there's a plan. Differences this time. Take the Lord by the hands, DVA's no man. Not part of the program. Now please all stand and tell them we all can.
Thank you.
there be light. And creation began, and God saw that it was good to continue with his plans. He brought forth the earth from seed with the command, and in his very own image he breathed life into land, and it was perfect. Not a scratch or a flaw between the Lord and his creation or separation at all, until the one was deceived, caused the other one to fall, and they were thrown out of the gate without a way to climb the wall, and it was hopeless. In a world of desperation and trial and tribulation and disorientation, and this is what it's like when we live in separation from God.
Teaching. If we are willing to come underneath him as our teacher, then we no longer carry the burden of figuring out life on our own. And in freedom, we are able to live under the power and the influence of the Holy Spirit. Do you ever feel alone in what you're doing? Do you ever feel like peace is an unobtainable goal, blocked by layer upon layer of work you need to get through first? God's plan is different than the world's plan. The world says you can only have peace when you've completed the job, become the best, or gain the approval of man. God tells you to stop working in your own strength, yoke yourself to his teaching, and rid yourself of all stress and pressure of the world. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. You have a God who cares about you. Your God is for you. You know society tells you to work for and care about certain things, but he offers you the refuge of his peace instead. You serve a God who doesn't want to live even one day burdened. Okay. Every day you can wake up and choose to yoke yourself to the Heavenly Father and his word. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your path. Okay, align your mind that he says about you, casting off every opinion other than his. Align your day with the leading of God's Spirit and receive the anointing and power that he longs to bring into every situation. God says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you will choose God today over the way you've done things in the past, you will choose to obey his word. Then you will find rest for your souls. What area of your life needs rest today? And what parts of your heart do you need God's peace and ease? He's waiting right now to meet with you, to offer you his yoke. Let him take your burdens, fears, and stress. Our fragile frame wasn't meant to bear such pressure. Come underneath God's teaching today, align your thinking with his, and let the cares of the world fall off as you light in the light of the teaching of Jesus. Okay. Amen. So, reflect on the light on your life for a minute. In what areas do you need God's peace today? It could be your mindset, your appearance, friends, family, work, anything that you feel burdened by. Secondly, now offer that area of your life to God and ask him for his opinion. Listen to God and let him tell you what he thinks about you. Look up verses that reveal his teaching on the subject. And thirdly, meditate on scripture or what God spoke regarding the area in which you need peace. Let his peace flood that area of your life. Submit yourself to his word. Believe that he sees things truthfully. Whatever God says goes. Yoke yourself to the teaching of Jesus today. Let the word be your refuge in a world full of opinions. Doing life yoked to God, being obedient to his word, is the best way to walk the path that God lays out for us to an abundant life. Every day attacks will come your way, but every day God has provided the truth you need in his word to fight those attacks. Choose the word of Jesus today, walk in obedience to it, and experience God's rest for your soul. I highly suggest you read Matthew chapter 11. It'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Well, this brings us to the final question, and that is, have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If not, you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing where to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in life, or maybe you suffer from depression and anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something such worse as an addiction to alcohol, drugs, gambling, overeating, sexual morality. Whatever it may be, see, the Lord can take it away from you, but in order to do so, you've got to ask him into your life. If you haven't asked him into your life, there's nothing he can do for you. So the question is, do you want to know Jesus tonight? If so, simply say the simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gracefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, we want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you to the family of the Lord. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Now, if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you can come on live and let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and I as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. But right now, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All righty. Well, let's get back. Okay, so let's see what we got going on here. Who's calling in? Okay, we got a 111 that's trying to call in.
Hello?
What's up?
Hello, this is Dan. And I remember when we used to do dick talk to each other, and you used to put your dick in my asshole. This is Dan Garza.
Okay.
Why, you don't remember the dick sock and the ball fuck? And,
No. Rico, don't call my radio station, okay? And pretend to be somebody else. Hello, Grover.
Back again. This is Grover Washington. I'm actually in need a little bit of help. I'm actually not in San Antonio anymore. I made a bit of a mistake, and I need help from you here. I got on one of them Greyhound buses, and they charged me $49. I was going to go on a trip because I had a little extra money. But at the end of the line, they just said, you paid $49 and you're done, and they pushed me out. But I don't have any damn idea where the hell I am right now. There's a lot of blacks. There's no blacks around here. It's all white people.
Okay. You don't know where you are. Well, you need to ask somebody to find out where you're at.
Well, the place I'm in here, they got no black people, and they don't really like talking to the niggers up here. I don't know where I am. I think I'm in the north somewhere. There's a lot of farms around here, and there's a lot of white people, and the land is very flat. Where do you reckon I am?
I have no earthly idea. I have no idea where you are at. What time did you get on the bus? And how long did you ride for?
It was about 7 a.m. I got on the bus, and they kicked me off about an hour ago. I'm out of money, too. Can you send me money? Can you get money to me somehow?
I have no way of sending any money. I don't have any.
Well, you never really cared for blacks anyway, so I'm not too surprised. I guess, I don't know. Maybe you got any callers that give me some ideas. I don't know what to do.
Well, we got one 111 caller. Let me find out and see. Okay.
Oh, that Dickie Hopper calling in.
Could be. 111, you're
hello.
On the... Hello?
Hello. Hello, this is Tomas Piaroba.
Goodbye.
Mate, can you help me? Can you help me, Tomas? Tomas.
That's not Thomas Piaroba. That's Rico. He's being a jerk tonight.
Well, what if he could have helped me some?
He wouldn't have been able to help you. Oh, well, let's try again here. 111. 111, you're on the air.
Stop hanging up on me, fucking dick sock motherfucker. Ass fuck.
You got any money? Hello?
No. Okay, well.
Why is he calling you a dick suck?
Yeah, well, that's Rico.
But you do suck it, though. I mean, he's not lying. One time you did it to me.
No, I never did it to you, Grover.
It was on Christmas. It was a right fine Christmas gift.
Never did it, Grover.
December 25th, the birth of Jesus. And the blowjob.
Never did it.
What if I'm in Iowa? That would
I don't think you would be in Iowa that quick.
What about Kansas? There's a lot of white people and it's flat.
Yeah, it could be Kansas. I don't know.
Wait, here comes somebody. Hey, wait, here comes somebody. I'm going to ask him.
Hey, brother, where are we?
I don't talk to niggers.
Well, that's a right fine way to treat me.
Well, see, that's the response I'm getting. I think it could be Nebraska, because it's got a lot of flat land and a whole hell mess of white people, and they're all racist.
I don't know what to tell you there. Maybe you shouldn't have got on the bus to begin with.
Well, they had a deal at Greyhound. It's giving $49, and I fell asleep, and there wasn't hardly anybody on the bus. I think it's because of the coronavirus. I think they passed out their mask, and I fell asleep. And when I woke up, they said, "You've got to get off here." And I said, "Where the hell are we?" And they said, "Just get off."
They said, "You got to get off here." They wouldn't tell you where you were. Okay.
Well, wait a minute. Here comes somebody else.
Hey. Hey, brother. Where the hell are we?
Man, I swear. Fucking Wyatt.
I think I might just start walking south, because if I go south, I'm going to eventually run into some coloreds.
Yeah, I guess that's what you're going to need to do.
You got any more collars? Maybe give me some money. I could accept PayPal.
Okay, let me see. Hold on.
Hi, man. How you doing this evening? How you doing this evening here, Mr. Pastor Ken?
I'm doing all right. Is that one?
No, man. I'd rather not disclose my name. I just got a question for you.
Okay.
Why is it that you have that there, them there Corona niggers on your radio show?
I don't have it anymore, you dumbass.
That's a nigger. If I never heard a nigger before, that's a nigger. And you let niggers on your radio show.
I let everybody on my radio show.
They let dumbasses call in too.
Oh, shut up there, fucking nigger.
Okay, that's enough. Okay. All right.
Are you from Kansas or are you from Nebraska?
Kenny, what is wrong with you letting that racist boy? What the hell, Kenny? It's DC 2, man.
I don't know.
Kenny, why'd you let the racist on the show, man? This ain't a racist show.
I didn't know he was a racist.
You were talking about watermelon last night. This week, tonight, you got a real live KKK Klan member on the show, Kenny? You're not even trying to help out Grover. That one fella called in. He wanted to give Grover money, and you just hung up on him. I think his name was Tomox.
I can accept PayPal and that other one that I forget the name of right now.
Grover, how much money you need, brother? It sounded like you in Arkansas. You in Arkansas, Grover?
Well, the people don't sound southern here, except they say the N-word. That's why I'm thinking maybe it's Nebraska or Kansas.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I always got a lot of corn. Is there a lot of corn?
It's all there. It's kind of early in the season. It looks like they planted. I can't rightly tell what's growing up there, but it's very flat.
Too bad Eugene's not on the line. He would know. Well, how much you need, brother? How much money you need, brother?
Well, I reckon $49 should get me home if 49 got me here. So,
Grover, I don't think you want to take a bus from where they dropped you off at, brother. I don't think they're going to let your kind on there, brother. You know, I don't think they like our type down there where you at, or up there where you at, brother.
Well, the bus, I reckon the bus is used to seeing a lot of colored folk. Because it's mainly colored folks and a bunch of Mexicans that ride the bus. Most of the white people drive their own cars or they fly. And I don't have enough money for a car right now, and I don't have enough money for a flight, so I'll take a bus, I guess.
All right, well, go ahead and let me have that PayPal, brother. I'll send you a clean 50 right now.
Grover, Washington, 6969.
Grover, Washington?
How you spell that last name, Grover?
Washington, like George, but he's white.
And that's 6969, you say?
Yeah, and that's a little joke there. I do that little joke because it's a reference to a sexual act two times. Right, Pastor Ken? You know what I mean when I say that, don't you?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I think Kenny and Farrar do that all the time, brother.
That's disturbing to me. I was thinking more of
very disturbing.
Dick Nolan. Maybe Dickie Nolan or who else?
Dick Nolan.
Maybe Rosemary.
Kenny,
maybe he did it.
Kenny.
It Rosemary.
Wasn't Dick Nolan your first lover, Kenny? That was your first man friend, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Let me make sure I got it. Grover Washington, 6969. What's the rest of it?
AOL.com. AOL.com.
Uh-huh. Okay, brother.
I got an AOL account, and I access it on my Apple Watch 5.
Wait a minute. How the hell you got an Apple Watch 5, brother?
Well, down here at Haven for Hope. Haven for Hope is very generous with the homeless. So I got an Apple Watch version 5. It's got the 5G.
Oh. You fancy. I don't even have that, brother.
Well,
all right.
I'm homeless.
I'm sending you.
Come to San Antonio and you can pick one up.
All right, brother. That's a hell of a death rattle right there, brother. All right, bro, I just sent you the money. Let me know if you got it or not.
Hold on, let me get my watch. Oh, I got $49 right now. on the 49, yeah, I got it right here. So, thank you, right? I appreciate the blacks. Take care of the blacks.
Amen, bro.
These whites really let me down tonight, but a colored man, the guy really helped me out, and I appreciate that. Ken, you really effed me over, so to speak. So, but that doesn't surprise me. You've been rather hostile to my interest in the last month, so it doesn't really surprise me.
Is that true, Ken? Kenny, why don't you like Grover?
I have been hostile towards Grover at all. Okay.
Well, whatever you say, Kenny. Well,
the last time you were nice to me was December 25th, the birthday of Jesus, when I got the charity blowjob. You were very kind to me then, but basically December 26th and afterwards is very hostile.
Well, I'm sorry, I never did that to you. Okay, you got me mixed up with somebody else.
Okay. Kenny, we understand. You can't admit it because Tony's listening. We got it. I understand, brother.
No,
wink, wink.
Never happened.
Tony will tear that ass up. Oh, no, I
never
know.
Wink,
happened. Wink. Wink, wink, Kenny. It never happened, bro.
Never happened.
Said, okay. Merry Christmas.
Okay.
And then you swallow.
Goodbye, Grover.
Kenny! Why don't you hang up on Grover, man?
Because I ain't putting up with crap anymore.
Crap? He wasn't. What was wrong with what you were saying, Kenny? Crap? That's too bad. That's really too bad.
Yep.
Kenny, what are you doing, man? Are you sleeping? You falling asleep?
Nope.
You just not talking on your show?
Yeah, I just was seeing what's up. Okay, you got another caller here, a call from 419. Let me take it.
Hey, it's the Self-Suck King again.
419, you're on the air.
Hey, it's the Self-Suck King.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'd like to offer Grover something.
Grover's gone.
That's all right. He's still listening in. I'm not going to give him any money, but I will give him something that's a few $1,000 value. I'll give him my 1 week Self-Suck boot camp. That way he'll be able to drain his own balls instead of having to have other people do it.
He probably might appreciate that.
That's several $1,000 value. I'll be
Kenny,
DJing at the Ali Bar tomorrow for Self-Suck Palooza, by the way. You guys should come stop on in. If you demonstrate your ability to sell suck at the door, you get in for free.
Galley Bar up there in Boston, huh?
Well, Kenny ain't getting in free then, because he can't do that. He's too old for that.
Yeah, I'm the DJ, so I'm getting in for free. Not just for free, I'm going to be paid to be there, but I'm going to demonstrate my abilities at the door anyways.
Kenny, are you going, brother?
No, I'm not going to Boston.
Amen.
You have to drive a few states away to get there.
Yeah. Quite a few for me. Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe Grover will take you up on that offer. Okay. Okay. 419 drop.
Oh.
That was self-sucking. Okay.
His name is Self Suck King, like is King.
Yeah.
So Self is his first name, Suck is his middle name, and King, like Martin Luther the King, but King is his last name?
Yeah.
That's a weird name, Kenny. I don't think that's a Christian name.
Well, that's where he goes by.
Amen.
We got some more 111 callers. Let's take them and find out who we got.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Dickie Hopper, you need the Lord. He needs the Lord, Kenny.
Yeah, I know he does. All right.
That's
well,
it? Just Dickie Hopper?
Well, we got Doug on the line.
Oh Lord, have mercy. That's it. It's Doug.
Yep.
And his two brain cells arguing with each other.
I don't think that's happening.
You're right. He probably doesn't have two. Only one. Amen. Didn't you kick him out of the chat room, Kenny?
Yeah, because he was being
an alcoholic. Kenny, he's an alcoholic. He's belligerent. He used profanity all the time. He's disrespectful. Now he's calling you a show. Amen.
Well, he's been calling my show for a long time.
Oh.
Yeah.
It says here, Mike Hunt says that I think Doug and, oh wait, no, that's Richard Schniffer. Doug is Dickie Hopper. Oh, they're the same?
No, they're not the same.
Huh. Interesting. Is Mike Hunt in the, is he in the queue, Kenny?
I don't know. I see a one. I'll
see who it
I'll
is, Kenny.
111, you're on the air.
Hey, Kenny. How's it going?
All right. How's it going, Mike?
It's going pretty good. I was hoping you'd bring Doug on for a minute. I think we need to kind of help him and talk some sense into him. I think he's going the wrong direction in life. He's just angry and bitter, and he needs your help, that's for sure.
Kenny,
amen.
Kenny, you've been down that road, drugs and alcohol, before, brother. Maybe you can give him some of your testimony.
Yeah.
Kenny, are you on drugs tonight? You sound like you're on drugs.
No, I don't do drugs.
You sound
be
very.
Picking. Are you hot? Are you,
you
tired?
Very spaced out,
huh?
Or something, Kenny.
Maybe
Kenny,
just a cup of coffee.
Yeah, Kenny, you sound like you're tired or something. Like I don't know, man. You don't sound like yourself. You're very lethargic tonight, Kenny.
Well, it's just I've had a long day.
Oh, what'd you do today, Kenny? Did you get out and about or go outside, get some fresh air, brother?
Yeah, I did, matter of fact.
Oh, where'd you go, Kenny?
Just in the neighborhood.
Oh, you just roamed around the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Ooh, sounds fun.
Did you see any good-looking people outside that were cutting the grass or watering their lawn?
Yeah, there was quite a few people doing that, and they were raking up leaves and all kinds of stuff.
That's good. Hey, what's wrong with your Harley? What's wrong with that old motorcycle you got?
Basically, I just got to put a different battery in it.
Oh, that's not bad.
Kenny,
let me.
That thing is. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask, will Tony F. get on the back of that Harley, or do you only ride alone?
Tony F. will get on the back of it.
Oh. That's great. What do you think about that, Donnie? Picture Kenny going down the road with Tony F. on the back, you know? That's great.
That is an interesting thought. The only thing is, Kenny, I've known you for how long? 3 years? And I don't think that thing had been out the lawn since I've known you. It's just been sitting there collecting dust, brother.
Well, it's got a tarp on it, so it's not collecting anything.
But what, Kenny, why haven't you gotten it fixed, Kenny? I don't understand, brother.
I don't know. Okay. No.
Well, you know, when you get in the mood to do it, at least you got something out there. And getting out there on two wheels and feeling that wind in your face, getting a little bit of wind therapy, that's just as good once in a while as saying a prayer. Hey, is Doug on the line? I did want to give him a bit of advice. I will not be rude to him, but I just wanted to talk to him for a minute and give him a little bit of advice.
Yeah, he's here. Let me bring Doug on. Okay, hold on. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, Doug, how you feeling? You okay? Sounds like you're getting sick.
Yeah. Sound like DC2 is faking it. So what do you want?
Okay. Well, when Doug was young...
What do you want, huh?
Okay. When Doug was young, he had braces. Do we need
your poems suck. Your poems suck and they ain't too godly.
Okay, we need to mute you because you interrupt people.
Go
right
the fuck ahead.
You know, if you'd shut up and listen, I'm giving you some advice, but don't interrupt me.
You don't tell me to shut up.
Well, if you'd listen to somebody.
You shut up.
You know,
I made
you sound
a poem.
Like
a I got a poem for you, Mike.
Pathetic. You are pathetic.
This is the Mike Cunt poem. My name's Mike Cunt. Fuck you.
You probably got an IQ of about one. You've got a pea brain and you're drinking too much. Now,
degrees hanging on my wall.
Would you like to hear what I have to say, or are you just going to interrupt me?
I'll probably interrupt you, like you do me.
No, if you want to speak, I'll listen to
everything. Or I can just go,
Okay.
Like yesterday when you did that to me, or DC2 did that to me, whichever, don't matter.
All right, well, I'll wait until Ken puts you on mute, and then I'll read my statement.
Okay, you tell Ken what to do. That's fine.
Well, because you won't shut up. You're being rude to Ken and all the other listeners. You're being rude, and I'm not going to say you're an a-hole because I'm not going to swear on a godly show, but that's what you're being. You're being rude.
Yeah, you swore on a godly show many other times.
No, sir.
Don't call me sir.
Kenny, are you on the line?
Yeah.
Is there a 317 in the queue?
Yes, there is. Oh, there was.
Can you take one. Can you take that call, brother?
Yeah, I can take that call.
Amen.
All right. 317, Johnny. Hello, how you doing?
Hello, Ken.
How you doing?
I see you let the priest back on the line. That's kind of disappointing, but you think you'd listen to some help eventually, but
I wouldn't take help from you guys, Gerber.
Hey, didn't you recently get pulled over on your riding lawnmower? Drinking and driving on your riding lawnmower?
I'd like to ride it right over your fucking head.
Profanity and a death threat.
What do you think about that? You better ban me. You better ban me.
Can't figure out why you've been booted out of two chats. I wonder why.
Because you're a fucking asshole. That's why.
Real nice, Kenny. Real nice.
Compare me.
My name's Don Cornelius.
Profanity.
I used to run the soul train.
Profanity and death threats, Kenny.
Drunk and retarded.
That's enough of that. Okay.
Drunk and retarded. Shut up, Doug.
Kenny, did you finally rid yourself of him?
Well, I just muted him.
Kenny, I don't want to hear any of that nonsense.
The amount of
Kenny.
Profanity. People listen to this show with your kids.
Yes, I called this evening to give Doug advice, and now that he's on mute, I'd like to share it. I'll be brief. When Doug was young, he had braces. He only dates women with ugly faces. He goes to strange, dirty bars and disgusting places. Fat, stinky, and stupid are the women he chases. He wakes up still drunk and puts on his shoes but can't tie the laces. Now, I'm not disrespecting Doug or provoking. I'm just kidding around and joking. But he admits he drinks a lot, and he's always toking. Every day he's drunk, and the devil's lettuce he's smoking. He don't care, man, woman, child, or animal. He'll give him a poking. So thanks, Kenny, for kicking him out of the chat because he acts like a six-year-old brat. Hey, Doug, what do you think about that? I'm glad you were muted.
Okay. DC.
Excellent.
Oh, Lord.
Excellent. Am I in trouble?
Hello, DC.
Okay. Tony, how you doing, brother?
Good. How you doing? Are you staying safe and staying in? Staying away from that coronavirus?
Man, I'm not leaving. I'm staying inside. I haven't really left my house other than to go to the store, which is like 100 feet away, or maybe actually 100 yards away.
That's about how far I've been.
Touchdown.
Yeah, man, I don't want to catch that corona, man.
No, you don't. It's not a nice thing. My best friend is an ER nurse, and he says it's real bad. Real bad.
Yeah, there's people out there that don't believe it's even real, which I think is insane. But
They listen to the orange one. What can you expect?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
You know?
Oh, my.
That's all I'm going to say on that matter.
Amen.
I had a question for y'all.
Okay.
And I want a real, and I would like a real honest answer, DC, and who's that else? Mike?
Yeah.
You yak and yak and yak that you want Doug on.
Wait, Tony.
Y'all want him to shut up. I don't get it.
Mike wanted
the
him
profanity.
On because he wanted to try to help him. Mike wanted him
threat.
On because he wanted to try to help him. I didn't want him on. I can't stand him.
Does Doug sound like he wants help? I think he sounds like he's having a good time. At least with himself, you know what? He's not hurting anybody.
Well, he threatened to run somebody over with a lawnmower. I mean, that's not good.
He lives what, probably 5,000 miles away from this person? What's he going to do, drive the lawn over there?
It's supposed to be a godly show, man. It's supposed to be a
show. So, you know, the first 45 minutes is godly. After that, it's not so.
I don't understand why you're standing up for Doug. Doug is not a good person.
Doug gets a chance, and then he comes on.
Come
on
here that aren't
curses.
Good people.
I don't need one.
This world is full of people that aren't right.
But most people don't come on the show and use profanity and threaten to kill other people.
Oh, you know, it's the same thing as calling up and talking about taking it in the butt and Joe Gibson getting raped in prison by black people and...
Well, that's
all
the
same silliness.
Though,
I mean, so what difference does it make if he cusses a little bit? It's not like the subjects that I've talked about on this show are that godly.
HIV.
Well, listen, I called in last night and tried to have a godly conversation with Kenny. I mean, I do try to keep it godly, Tony.
Yeah, we call in and ask about the Ten Commandments.
I didn't say it was you. I'm just saying the conversations that are held on this show aren't godly.
Okay.
What's the
solution, Tony? Tony, I agree some of the conversations are not godly, but the thing about Joe Gibson is that's actually a fact. He was in jail and all that stuff happened, though.
Yeah. We know it happened. It happened, but... Who wants to hear about it night after night after night?
We're just trying to help the man.
And then you hear it on this show, and then you have to hear it on Tony Gaga's show, and it's like there needs to be some new material somewhere. The shows are starting to run together, and they're starting to sound alike.
It's not material. It's fact.
Well, we need to get some new facts and start playing with some new facts because the old ones are getting kind of old.
Can we talk about 1980s prostitution arrests?
That's none of your.
That was not me. That was not Don.
Did you have one or what?
No. I've never been arrested.
Well, bless your heart. Let's hope it stays that way. May you never know the inside of a jail.
I'd rather be in the inside of a jail than the inside of a man's ass.
Oh,
well,
Lord,
that's your opinion. Personally, I've never been inside a man's ass. I don't think it's big enough.
A portion of you has been, but not your entire body.
Oh, Lord.
Do you know that for sure? You seem to know a lot about my sex life.
Well,
Ken says
that you tried to enter him one time and Ken didn't like it. So
if
that's my source.
So
if that's what Ken said, then okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah, he says you're the bottom and he's the top. That's what Kenneth says.
You know,
usually.
I don't know if that's true.
That's another thing that's kind of strange too, that people in this era and in this age still believe that two gay men live as man and woman and have a sex life that is male and two men having sex. You know, it's not on the bottom this way. You know, it's a very versatile thing.
What's that noise? That's not me. Please don't blame me.
They asked
me
a question, but they don't want an
answer. Does somebody have a text? Tony, Ken says he's not versatile.
What?
Well, Ken says he's not versatile. You're saying like, oh, it's 2020. It's versatile. Everybody's into it. No, Ken says he's not.
So if that's what Ken says, that's what Ken says. You're always saying that Ken's a liar and he doesn't tell the truth. Well, what makes you think he's telling the truth about this?
I don't think he's telling the truth about that. I think he's lying about that, too.
But if he is or if he isn't, whose business is it? I mean...
It's not... Well, he brings it up sometimes, though. It's not always us.
Yeah,
he'll say,
hey, guess what? Guess what? I don't like it in the back door. And we'll be like, Ken, we're talking about the Ten Commandments. And then he brings it up again.
Oh,
it's very strange.
I doubt that very seriously.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, I doubt that very seriously. You're having a conversation about God, and Ken brings it up, taking it up the ass. Come on, who are you talking to? I'm not Doug.
Well, he could be reading a sermon, and then he'll lose his place in the sermon, and he gets distracted, and then he brings up that fact.
No, you know what? You know what? I listen to the first part of Ken's show every night, so... Never has he lost track in the middle of the sermon and started talking about his ass. That's bull, okay?
Well, I've heard him start typing.
You haven't heard shit. You're lying.
Told it.
Right?
Oh, brother.
You're lying.
So I don't listen to the sermons?
Well,
yes,
you
I
may
do.
Listen to the sermon, but you've never heard Ken stop in the middle of a sermon and start talking about taking it in the butt. That is a lie. I listen to Ken's show every night, and I know for a fact it's a lie.
But I said he will sometimes get distracted and he'll start typing. But I don't make a big deal out of that. I just figure that he sees something online and maybe he's replying to an email or accepting a donation or maybe he's typing on one of his Facebook pages. But then he gets back to the sermon.
And I think it's very rude that he types during his sermon.
It's very rare, though. Very
I don't
rare.
Think he should at all. It's very distracting.
Oh, Lord. Lord have mercy. Can somebody passing gas? Please stop passing gas while Tony Frost talking. Please. Disgusting.
Excuse
Very
me.
Disrespectful.
Sorry.
Disrespectful. Mute yourself, brother.
Sorry.
Amen.
Well, let's see. Do we have any callers?
Well,
Tony,
there's a few on right now.
You're not even
saying
thank you, brother?
DC2 is here. Mike Hunt. Doug's on mute. Yeah. I mean, there are callers.
No, I was talking about any callers on hold. Those 111 calls suck. We don't need that.
Sometimes legitimate people call on 111.
Yeah.
If you're scared, you're going to take down the number and then start harassing them. And we'll be getting calls at 3 in the morning.
Okay, how's this? Since that's what you think, we'll take the 111 call, and if it's a messed up call... We're going to put you on mute for a little bit and bring Doug back.
Wait. Tony, can I ask you a question before Kenny takes the call?
What?
I want to ask
Don.
Tony a question.
What,
Don? How come you seem to like Doug and Joe and Jason and all these guys, but you seem to dislike me? I don't know what I did.
Oh, have I said anything bad to you? I talk to you in the chat room. I tell you hi, ask you how you're doing. I've yet to say anything bad to you.
Well, and it, you
we,
don't,
I did not thought we a long
like
time ago said the past was the past, the bygones were bygones like months ago.
Well, I agree. This is tomfoolery. Can you guys knock it off, please? I'm trying to have a conversation here with Tony.
Let's see who's making the fart noises. Mute Mike.
That was just,
Let's meet Mike and we'll talk to DC.
But you seem to have a problem with Johnny too, though.
Johnny who?
Longfeather, the one that's on the phone with me right now. You said he was alive.
Oh, I thought that was Mike Hunt.
No,
that's not me.
And Johnny Longfeather.
Well, who's on the line? Who was on the line just a minute ago, talking and reading the poem?
That was Mike Hunt.
Okay, was that who I was just talking to? That was saying that you stopped in the middle of the
poem. No, that was Johnny.
Oh, so Johnny
Mike
was. Oh, see, I got those two voices confused.
Mike does the poems.
Okay,
I was talking about how Ken sometimes gets distracted during his sermons, and then you said something about talking about anal sex, and I didn't mean that. Sometimes he'll be typing.
Which he should stop
doing.
And
then
doing.
You scolded him.
It's okay. Very rude. He should stop
it's
typing.
It's very rare. Very rare, Ken.
Amen. All right, that's all I want to know. Thank you, Tony. Well, answer
You're
my
very
question,
welcome.
Brother.
Did we figure out who the farter was?
Well,
I
since we got rid
Michael.
Of, who did we get rid of?
Mike.
We got rid of Mike. We haven't had any farts.
Okay,
so
well, bring him back.
Now.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hello, Mike? Mike Hunt, hello?
Mike's on timeout right now.
Oh.
Because of his farting?
Yep, I guess it was him because
okay.
The noise stopped, didn't it? Unless it was one of you two and you're just blaming for Mike.
That's got to be Mike.
Okay, so then I agree. See, there it is. Y'all both agree it's Mike.
Well, anyway, Tony, what do you think of these police shootings? What do you think of this? What do you think of these people getting killed out in the street?
I think, hold on, I got to cough real quick. I think people have been locked up too long, and they think they can get away with whatever. I mean, it's like all this fighting about masks. You know, people are beating each other because they're not wearing masks. You know, we got these two guys in Georgia who shot this black man just because he was jogging down the street. And the only reason that they're in jail is because the tape was leaked on the internet. He had been shot 2 months ago. And had that tape never been leaked, we would never have found out about it, and those two guys would have gone free.
Oh, it's got to be evidence of something. I mean,
they've got evidence now. They have the tape. They have the tape of the shooting. Haven't you seen it on the internet? It's been on the world news.
I don't have the internet. I don't have news.
Yet you're on here.
Yeah, I'm on a phone.
Well,
I have a
phone. You can't get the news on your phone? What kind of phone do you have? Obama?
It's an iPhone.
Tony roasting people now, man.
I got Sprint, though. That's
I'm just asking. I mean, I haven't had any phone in the last 3 years that doesn't get TV.
I don't have an Obama phone. My God.
Well, I would hope not.
Hey, I don't have a big screen TV in my front room. I don't have surround sound like you, all right? I'm not fancy.
Oh.
Isn't that terrible? You know, I think everybody has a TV. I think everybody has a TV in their living room.
I don't have surround sound, though. I don't have a PlayStation like you either.
Oh, you probably
Mike
don't
available?
Have friends. You probably don't have friends who like giving you things either.
Oh,
that's
that was mean.
It's rude.
That was very, very hurtful.
Well,
yeah,
he's saying he doesn't.
I've never
been
mean to you,
talking
Tony.
About what, he's talking about what I have. Like I'm supposed to feel bad for having it.
Well, you're shaming me because I don't have the news or. I don't, or the, something about
I'm not
I don't
shaming,
watch the internet.
I just asked you what kind of phone you had that you could not pick up news channel.
Maybe he got
That's
one of those.
That's all I have because
phones.
Even on an Obama phone, you can get the news.
He might have a flip phone, Tony. Those old school phones.
No,
maybe.
Tony.
You can still get the news.
News to Tony is like the Gay Times or the Gay News Weekly or the Logo
don't
Network or.
Not even.
Crossdressersunited.com and
oh,
what?
You know a lot about it. You must read them yourself.
No, I accidentally said the name of a legitimate website. That was just me guessing.
No, you probably know the website. You probably visited them once or twice. Don't be ashamed.
Clearly not.
We're all friends.
Timeout's
here.
Over.
Tell us.
Let's bring back Mike.
You can tell us what you've been doing while you've been locked up. You've been looking at that silly porn? Let us know. Don't be ashamed. Everybody is
adult friend finder.
Everybody
that's on adult friend finder
right now
you
has watched
you watch
porn
men?
During lockdown.
You watch men
you
on adult friend finder?
Not lately. It's gotten kind of boring on there.
Well, what do you mean boring?
Well, you know, it just gets
kind of
boring.
You've seen them all.
That's not true. You think they all look alike?
Oh, Lord.
Hey, listen. Hey, speaking of that, we got this guy in the chat room. His name is Self Suck King, okay? And he has a picture on his account of a man performing oral sex on himself. I don't even think that's possible. Tony, do you know anything about this?
That's very possible. It's quite common, actually.
What?
Self-sucking is quite common.
Oh, Lord.
All you have to do is have a flexible back and a big dick.
Oh, Lord.
That in the Bible? Oh. Ken, is that godly?
Is that Psalm 37?
Oh, I think we're getting ready to run out of time.
Yep.
I had fun with y'all tonight.
We're getting ready to run out of time. I want to say God bless everybody. Thank you for calling in. Okay, thank you for listening. Okay.
Where's
thank
my
everybody in the chat room. Okay, Richard
Tipper,
Self-Suck King, Internet Friend, Honky Jinx. Okay, Ashley A., my
Honky
gun.
Jinx? Mr.
Yeah.
Jinx?
Honky Jinx.
Yeah, Honky Jinx. Yep, he's in there.
And thank you to Don.
Honky.
And to Johnny Longfellow for a very entertaining second half of your show.
Yep. Okay.
Amen.
So God bless you all.
And don't forget to be here tomorrow, 5 o'clock,
okay.
For God Rainbow Ministry. Sunday sermon with your pastor, Kenny.
Yes.
Ken will cancel it.
No, he won't.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Ken will
God bless
it.
You, Kenny.
Sunday show canceled.
Thank-